Number 19. The Big Fire and the Red House.
This red house marks the limit of the devastating fire of 1750. As far as this point, all the buildings in the centre of the town were swallowed by the flames. The fire raged for 3 days, and it could be stopped just here because of an aspect of the construction. The neighbouring house, the Stocker House, is built entirely of stone. In contrast, all the other houses in the town centre were of wood. As a sign of the limits of the fire, 2 houses in Hallstatt are painted red. The other is directly behind the cemetery on the other side of town. Most likely, there was nothing to feed the flames on a non-built-up area. The tourist guide Helga Lenz recounts how the conflagration started.
Am Marktplatz gab's eine Bäckerei, das ist das heutige Café Derbel.
There was a bakery on the market square where Café Derbel is now. The baker's wife was ill and wanted to get something from the bakehouse to warm herself. There was a burning log and she took it with her into her attic room. Then she fell asleep. When she woke, everything was full of smoke. In panic, she opened the window. A gust of wind then really ignited the fire. The fire then spread to all of the other houses from this house. 35 houses in the center were destroyed. There was no fire brigade. Water had to be brought from the lake. The fire could only be put out when the wooden pipes that carried the salt brine were hacked open. Then the brine ran down, and with that it was possible to put out the fire in the houses.
Das waren Holzrohre, diese Sohleleitung hat man dann angehackt und die Sohle ist dann runtergeflossen und mit dieser Sohle hat man dann die Häuser löschen können.
This fire killed, and this is a miracle, only 4 people. Almost all the inhabitants of the center of town lost all they had.